showtime, folks!
Hola, this is Shelly Martinez.
This is former WWE superstar Luke Gallows. Here's your boy Shaq Gaswati.
This is the World Warrior Low-Key.
This is Charlie Fulton of Ring of Honor.
This is Christopher Daniels. And the gospel according to the fallen angel says that you are listening to the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, yo. Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
Big Daddy Cool Diesel / Kevin Nash on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, what's up? It's the ODB 130 Pittsburgh.
It's Booker T, the 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Hi, gang. This is Mean Gene Okerlund from the WWE.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA. And you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The world is listening.
Power on.
I paid my dues. Time after time.
Davey Boy perched up on that second rope. What's he thinking about? Oh, Moses rammed right head first. Back out.
Is the fusion.
This is the last stand on earth.
Of kayfabe. And reality.
Something has gone terribly wrong with the equipment that Owen Hart was being lowered down to the ring.
The truth.
That's called the power, brother.
The Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Was feeling a little nostalgic for that. Good evening, my friends, pro wrestling fans, and conspiracy theorists all across the seven continents. It is I, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector, back with you one more time. And of course, we're going to get to this right now. I might as well go ahead and introduce the new co-host, of course, of the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Let's go ahead. Let's hear it for him. The Bronx Father, gracing us with his presence. Tony Mirabella joining us here on the Rewind. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Andy. I need a minute, man. That intro got me a little choked.
Oh, this intro getting you choked up, or the intro of the program?
We Are the Champions was awesome.
You know, I played that. I played that back in 2010. We used that, and when you had emailed me and you had asked me to send you some audio, and I happened upon that, I'm like, man, that is so true right now. That particular theme, by the way, you're being asked to turn yourself up. That particular theme really is more prevalent now than it was, makes more sense now than it was 2 years ago. So maybe we'll keep that on. We'll change a couple of things on it, but we'll keep that back. Of course, Pro Wrestling's Truth Detector back here with you, the Bronx Father, in the house as well. As we are coming on the program, ladies and gentlemen, SmackDown is occurring live, and I have it on the insanely inexpensive Powertron 5000 here in the studio. And right now, Mark Henry and The Big Show are going at it, and Cody Rhodes, with the most beautiful title belt in all of the land, is down on the ramp. Big Show now just knocking Mark Henry out as he did on Friday. And by the way, that was a beautiful shot. And Big Show, for some reason, having a mental lapse, and instead of going for the pin, is now going after the Intercontinental Champion. So we'll keep you up to date here on SmackDown as things progress. A lot to get to tonight here on the program. We want to talk about a lot of things. Specifically, we're going to take your calls as well in the second hour, but we have to talk about, Tony, We have to talk about this this situation here, this Twitter report from the as a result of John Cena's comments last night.
Yeah.
I mean this is huge.
Well, everyone's saying he owned The Rock.
And he absolutely and he did. He did own The Rock. He owned The Rock huge last night.
Yeah, but my only problem with it is it's nothing new. It's the same thing he's been saying about The Rock for the last year. He hasn't changed his insults.
Bear with me 2 seconds. I apologize here, ladies and gentlemen. A little programming, mid-program adjustment here. Tony, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to attempt to turn you up here a little bit more. If you could turn up anything on your end, that would be greatly appreciated. You're coming in a tad low than what you would normally be coming through here on the board. Getting back to your comment, here's a situation. A lot of this came down through the internet print media, left-wing French kook print media feed. But we talk about this. Do you have that story up, by the way? Do you have that story in front of you?
Actually, I'm sorry I don't, but I do remember hearing about it. I can tell you exactly what happened. Somebody, apparently a wrestler, acting with a condition of anonymity, made a comment about The Rock and basically said what CM Punk had said a while ago, that he's not a good backstage guy and he's very... he's very, like, stuck up and walks around with his nose in the air, won't talk to people. And this wrestler said that he's, you know, just, I don't know, just kind of an ass backstage.
Mike Johnson reported here, I believe this on PW Insider, quite a few workers backstage popping for John Cena's comments about Dwayne Johnson on Raw, feeling they were a shoot as to how some on the roster feel about Johnson. One talented commented via text, with permission to be quoted under condition of anonymity, writing, Johnson comes in to use the WWE to get back to the audience he lost during the Disney movies, which is fine. But he's been back over a year, and name one person he helped make a bigger star since then. No one. He's here for himself. He keeps to himself, and he keeps someone who's actually touring here all year from making a bigger payday at the bigger shows. It's all about making this the biggest mania of all time. Okay, then what do you do for the rest of the year? Who's been made? You think he took any blame for the Survivor Series not drawing? Of course not. But how do you feud with a guy on the Titantron? Cena nailed the guy dead on tonight, saying anything about Triple H, Taker, etc. still being in the top spot. But if they were needed to work the road, they would, and they would still work their asses off as much as they needed to. Rock is out for The Rock, and the idea he's here to better anything but his own wallet is the biggest work of 2012. The story goes on. In Johnson's defense, anytime he's been booked for pay-per-view or television, he's been heard to stay at the same hotel as the rest of the WWE crew. It's not like the guy is sequestered away like a grand jury. It can be understood the frustration of him being on top, but the reality is his name means greater box office for WrestleMania, and that does trickle down to everyone on the card. There's certainly a give and take to him being there, and it's certainly not at all negative. The Undertaker Triple H segment actually ran about 8 to 9 minutes over, causing the Divas tag to be cut down drastically in time. John Cena's ring entrance was noticeably cut and moved off camera. Now, I came on this program, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, I came on this program less than a year ago, when it became apparent that The Rock came back. Remember that? Remember when he came back? Actually, I take that back. I think it was a tad more than a year ago. And he said, I'm back. I am not going to let you down. I am here. I've missed you guys. I love you guys. I am here for you now and forever. And what happened the following week? The Rock took a hike. And he took a hike for a long time. And then he came back to SmackDown. And the left-wing French kook wrestling radio media, IWC or otherwise, oh, they loved it. Oh, he's back. The man is back. And then he left again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. I think he regrets saying that. Has to. You know, he never should have said that in the first place, that I'm never going to leave you again. Now, what I think he meant is that he was never going to totally disappear from wrestling for so long again. That's kind of what he should have said. I think it was misinterpreted and poorly spoken to say I'm never leaving you again, because I think everyone thought he'd be around all year. You know.
I'm sorry, but I can't, you know, everybody's down on John Cena. Everybody, the John Cena haters out there, and I know there's some in the chat room, you can't deny this one truth, this one fact, that while The Rock has been out doing his movies, while he's been out doing his thing, there's been one man who's been constant in the WWE, and that's John Cena. Love him or not, he's been out there taking the hits, taking the bumps, taking the crap from all the haters out there, and he's been out there busting his ass every week. The Rock has been sitting in Hollywood. Oh, yeah, The Rock's going to show up this week, and he shows up on the Titantron. I hope John Cena plasters the hell out of The Rock. I hope that he smacks The Rock around the clock, pins his ass inside of 20 minutes, if for no other reason to get The Rock back to Hollywood. Because all we've proven here is that if you take a big name and you put him in a heyday and you tease him a little bit, then everybody goes, oh, no, it's The Rock. Oh, my God. I love The Rock. Oh, please. At some point, there has to be a level of realism here. Don't come the hypocrite. Don't come out and say, I'm here for you guys forever. I'm never going to go away. And don't show up the following week. Because nobody's going to believe you anymore. Nobody will. Bronx continues.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he said that, and it turns out that, you know, he didn't come back. And a lot of people were upset about that. But what my problem is Cena keeps bringing, you know, the movie thing into it. It's like, you know, you're always in Hollywood. You're always out in Hollywood. And, well, I mean, John Cena hasn't had any kind of movie career at all. And he's, you know, talking about The Rock. You know, his stuff is straight to DVD. The Rock's making millions. My problem with Cena is he's using the same thing over and over again. He's not changing his insults. It's the only thing he has on The Rock. That's my only problem.
Well, we'll see what happens here. We'll see what happens here shortly. But I'm telling you right now, if you're one of those fans, if you're one of those fans that hates John Cena, just absolutely can't stand Cena, I defy you to come on this program and tell me that The Rock deserves the push he's getting right now. When you look at guys, I'm going to use Santino Marella for a prime example. Here's a guy who's busted his ass, humorous or not, two-time former Intercontinental Champion. Here's a man that's and a tag team champion to boot. Here's a man that's busted his ass, gets just a bit of a push, goes out and eliminates a couple of guys, has a great battle royal, all right, and deserves to be at WrestleMania. Maybe obviously not in the main event, but deserves to be there. The Rock hasn't wrestled one house show, to my knowledge. Now, I could be wrong, but he hasn't wrestled one house show since he's been back. How many house shows has John Cena wrestled in?
Yeah, but John Cena is a contracted wrestler. You know, The Rock, I got to think his contract, I mean, he's done so much for, like, you know, he was in the industry so long, he's earned his stripes. He's earned the right to not have to do house shows. So, you know, I see your point of view. I agree with you to a certain extent. It all came down to that comment The Rock made. You know, I'm never going to leave you again, and he did. But you got to know The Rock wasn't going to do house shows. I don't care, you know, what he says. You knew The Rock wouldn't be doing house shows.
But don't come back and try to fool the people and say, I'm here, I'm back, I love you, look at me, raise my eyebrow, I'm here for you, and then just go and take a hike. Because this isn't 1985 anymore, okay? This isn't a time when the only news that you could get about professional wrestling was a professional wrestling magazine, okay? Back when radio wrestling was in its infancy, okay? This isn't 1985 anymore. You can't pull this kind of crap anymore and get away with it. You're going to get caught.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the IWC changed everything. It changed a lot of things because now you have instant access to backstage knowledge. You know, you don't have to even pay for it. You don't even need a magazine subscription anymore, like you just said.
That's right.
So, you know, everyone knew from the get-go that he wasn't going to hang around. And then, you know, the week after, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the week after he said, "I'll never leave you again," he wasn't there a week later.
Well,
you know, but, I get your point of view,
right.
Definitely.
But the point here, like, I'll give you it real quick. Sean just said on the chat room, he says, "You mean you feel the same way for Cena the way you feel for Miz?" Miz was out there, whether you like it or not. Miz was out there working, the same way Cena was working. If you're going to go ahead and compare the Miz to Rock, then yeah, the Miz is a much better worker. But the Miz didn't come out and say, "Well, I love you guys. I'm never going to go away." Okay, the second coming of Christ, if you were, and in the name of Dwayne Johnson was supposed to change how this industry moves forward, and it didn't happen.
Well, I mean, one of the things that I think that they did too that was really wrong, and I've spoken on this before, this match shouldn't have been announced a year early. I mean, really, 365 days before, or roughly 365 days before it's going to happen. I mean, that what it did was for this whole year, and this could have something to do with the reaction John Cena's been getting. You haven't really been able to involve him in anything else too major because everyone is thinking, well, he's going to wrestle The Rock. That's all you thought about all year. You know, you could have read about Cena buying pizza, and the first thing you thought about was him going to wrestle The Rock. It, you know, perfect example, the Kane angle apparently is over.
Did it ever really begin?
I actually thought it was an interesting angle. I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, but that, you got to admit though, you got to admit that garbage with Eve was way forced, way pushed, and really had no relevance over anything.
Well, it's kind of, you know, Kane playing almost like the role he's always played, getting in your head. I mean, I liked it. What I think they should have did was saved Cena Kane for after WrestleMania, because you really could have dragged that storyline out, and you could have, you know, dragged it out for a few months, but you couldn't because you had to end it at the last pay-per-view at the Elimination Chamber, because for the next 3-4 weeks, all we're going to hear about is John Cena Rock, and I believe Rock is scheduled to be at all but one Raw until WrestleMania. He's going to be at every Raw except one.
All four of them. Hey, quick update. David Otunga, who's now doing his Playgirl pose here, just got done beating Ezekiel Jackson. You want to talk about how the mighty have fallen? Ezekiel Jackson, who should be a dominant player right now on SmackDown, is getting smacked around, no pun intended, like he's a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you feel free to respond to that.
I'm usually not. I mean, Otunga, I was shocked last night when he went over Big Zeke so quickly. I mean, it was a squash, really? Otunga goes over Zeke, beats him in minutes. You know, I don't know what's up with that. I don't know what happened to Zeke. But, you know, I think Otunga's good on the mic. In the ring, he's okay.
This thing with Otunga, though, I'll tell you right now, this thing with Otunga's got to end. You're either a wrestler or you're behind the scenes, but you're not both. I'm sorry. I'm not buying the Harvard, here's my cup of coffee that I got at Starbucks and had them put in my generic metal container and my sweater vest. And I know people that went to Harvard. They don't dress like that. They don't. Once again, you're not fooling anybody. And I don't know what he's trying to pull with this pose down thing he's got going on after the match is over. I don't get that either. You know, this once again, this is not 1985. Okay, you ain't Hulk Hogan. Give it up. Give it a rest. You won. Go to the back. Nobody cares.
Well, he's that, you know, he's that shill. He's that guy, that yes man for John Laurinaitis. But at the same, you know, in the same token, like you said, he's playing a dual role. They do it with a lot of guys. You know, you can have a guy be a backstage presence and do skits with, you know, the Raw GM, and then, you know, have him go out and wrestle. But he hasn't really earned his dues in the ring as far as I'm concerned. And maybe they're just going to start putting him over right now. You know, he's not a bad wrestler, but he, you know, sure as heck isn't the best I've ever seen.
Two guys that really have done tremendously well as of late that are now, well, one is sitting on the sidelines and one came awful close. Of course, during the Battle Royal last night on Raw, we had Ziggy and Barrett getting eliminated, and Dolph Ziggler, to his credit, spared himself from almost getting his head taken off, going off the apron and coming into contact, actually getting thrown and coming into contact with the announcer's table. Wade Barrett, unfortunately, not faring as well, confirmed dislocated elbow from the fall, and now looks like he is out for Mania.
Well, I'll tell you, dislocated elbow after seeing that bump is a good thing, because I would have swore to God he broke his arm. I mean, when I saw it, I'm like, that's it. His arm's broken. And, you know, it's good in a way that it's not that serious, but now you lose that WrestleMania payday. If he was going to be involved in WrestleMania, we don't even know.
Oh, I'm sure they would have found a place to put him at WrestleMania. That's not a problem. You know, they could have put him with Randy Orton. They could have put that a little bit further down. But, you know, at this stage in the game, man, you want to talk about somebody who was born with bad luck.
And I like Wade Barrett. It's a shame. I've always liked Wade Barrett. I just think he's great on the mic. You know, he's got that, almost reminds me of William Regal. You know, I would love to see a scenario when Wade comes back, because I know the IWC loves William Regal. Let Will manage Wade Barrett, or let them form a stable, man, like a European stable. That would be awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, let's do this. I'm going to do this early. Let's go ahead. Let's take a break. Let's see if we can't get these audio problems fixed before we come back from break. And when we come back, more news of the week. What are we going to talk about? Oh, let's talk about, when we come back from break, why don't we go ahead and, I apologize. I just had a brain cramp. I had a brain cramp in the middle of my program. I'm getting old, man. How the hell do you have a brain cramp in the middle of your own program?
I don't know. Sometimes I have a brain cramp during the whole program, but you never know it.
We'll talk about the Ron Simmons Hall of Fame induction. Trish Stratus being teased for WrestleMania. I want to get into some things with Santino Marella and the CM Punk Chris Brown situation as well. I want to get into that. So when we come back, all of that will take your call. Yeah, your calls too. God almighty. See what's happening? You see, you got the audio problems, and now they are affecting the highly trained broadcast specialist, the host that I am. We got to get them fixed. When we come back, Pro Wrestling Rewind right here, SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Not getting enough TNA wrestling? It's time to join TNAOnDemand.com. The place to access over 300 hours of classic TNA programming. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. TNAOnDemand.com is the ultimate resource for pay-per-views and exclusive TNA programming. Log on to gain instant access to every TNA DVD ever released. Go to TNAOnDemand.com to get started right now.
It's time.
It's time to stop.
The name calling.
The hurt.
The bullying.
Because of race, creed,
color, sexual orientation.
It's time to treat everyone like you want to be treated.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time to eliminate.
Eliminate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Eliminate the hate.
Voices in my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present. Such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in
since 1996.
Hey guys, this is Lori, the WrestleWitch champion, and you're listening to The Power. Andy Knowles on Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Back after getting things squared away here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind on the SNS Radio Network, streaming on said network, SNS Radio. Gotta love it here, the Godfather, the Bronx Father with us on the Newsmaker line, powered by Headlocks to Headlines. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're there. Give me a sound check here real quick. Let's see how you're coming through.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Hello.
Okay, that's better. All right. So, anyway, before we went to break and before I had a brain cramp. Oh, by the way, did CM Punk, did he shave his beard? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He looks different.
Yeah,
looks good though. He looks good. He looks respectable. Looks like he took that silly looking ring out of it. That, ladies, there's another reason why he's not straight edge, because he has those silly little rings in his mouth.
Well, I mean, that doesn't not make you straight edge.
Yes, it does. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to smoke. You're not supposed to put foreign objects into your body. He's got ink all in underneath his skin, and he's piercing himself every which way but loose.
Oh yeah, the guy's got more tattoos than a prisoner. I mean, Jesus, he's, you know.
They should have him. No, in all seriousness, they should have him on that Celebrity Inc. program, whatever that is, the New York Inc. or the show that has, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like The Bachelor, except they, you know, the people doing tattoos.
I always wanted to get a tattoo, but I can't think of anything I'd want on my body for the rest of my life.
Me neither. I don't know. It's just not me. Anyway, let's get back to some other news here this past week, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we have this situation brewing here with Chris Brown, whose claim to fame is smacking around women, and him and CM Punk apparently getting into a war of words. CM twittering first. He says, quote, "I would like Chris Brown fight somebody that can defend themselves. Me curb stomping that turd would be a WrestleMania moment." And Mr. Brown replying, "CM Punk needs more followers. He's such a leader. Not to mention the roids he's on has made it utterly impossible for him pleasure a woman positively, regardless of how you, letter U, feel. CM Punk, contact my assistant and I'll have M send you an autograph pic for my biggest fan." Now, besides the fact that Chris Brown apparently has not properly been able to ascertain how to write the Queen's English, obviously hasn't watched Raw lately, or he would know that CM Punk doesn't take any steroids. I mean, come on, just look at CM Punk. All right, look at a guy like Sheamus, a guy like Cena. Yeah, I could see it, but I ain't seeing it with Punk. Your thoughts?
Well, pleasing a woman doesn't involve using your fist, last time I checked.
Oh, yeah, but if you're Chris Brown, it does.
You know, I mean, I don't know. This is, I guess, just CM Punk being CM Punk. He lives his gimmick outside the ring. He's one of those guys who lives his gimmick. I mean, when you see him on Twitter, he'll really go off on annoying fans who tweet him stupid things, and he'll insult people and just, you know. I think it's cool that he's living his gimmick, but good for him. Good for him for, you know, calling out a guy who hits on women. You know, that's good. And as far as CM Punk being on steroids, nah. He's not on steroids. Come on.
No, and once again, it just goes to prove the ignorance of some people in the media, some people in the public eye, like a Chris Brown, who just doesn't know any better. And I just find it so fascinating that these celebrities need to get on the pro wrestling, on the pro wrestling bandwagon. What does Chris Brown have to do with anything? And especially now with Whitney Houston, passing away here recently. And here we are talking about the train wreck that her life was. And now you've got, Chris Brown coming out and trying to verbally smack CM Punk. I mean, come on.
Well, you know what? If I'm Vince McMahon, I would pay Chris Brown whatever money he wants and put him in a shoot fight with Karma. Would you love to see that?
I think anything involving Karma right now and a weasel of an individual who's going to end up urinating themselves once they see how big Karma is, anything like that would be worth money.
Yeah. I'd like to see her eventually get her hands on Cole. That would be so great.
I would pay money to see that.
Me too.
Oh my God, that would just be absolutely phenomenal. Hey, Trish Stratus teasing a WrestleMania 28 return during an interview with Sports Vibe UK. Former WWE diva Trish Stratus teased a possible match with champion Beth Phoenix at WrestleMania 28, saying, quote, Beth was saying that she was the most dominant champion, so I thought I would let her know that that title is already taken. For a match between Beth and myself at WrestleMania, that is an exciting proposition. And I think the fans would love that I've actually had the opportunity to tangle up with Beth Phoenix a couple of times, and I think she's amazing in the ring and would love to kick her ass, actually. Now, before I turn the floor over to you, Tony, first off, Wrestling News Live, if you haven't been checking out the Facebook page, and shame on you if you haven't, but right now, Trey and JJ are working on what I think would be a fabulous interview in Trish Stratus on Wrestling News Live, so make sure you're staying tuned for that, and this is a question I would like answered. But with all due respect to my Canadian brethren, and believe me, I am more Canadian than a lot of Canadians on this network, believe me, all right? I am so Canadian that I make other Canadians look like Americans. That being said, and this is no offense to Trish, but the match we want to see is Awesome Kong versus Beth. This is who we want to see. I don't want to see a three-way. That came out rather bad, didn't it? That came out bad, didn't it? Yeah. We don't want to see a three-way. That's going to come out bad. Anyway, I spin this is going to come out bad. I don't want to see Awesome Kong wrestling Trish wrestling Beth. I don't. I want to see Awesome Kong versus Beth Phoenix for the Divas Championship at Mania. Now, if Trish wants to come in and wants to ref the thing, all right, if she wants to go ahead and provide some unbiased refereeing to this match, I don't have a problem with that. But I digress. Go ahead.
Well, another match I would like to see is Natalya versus Beth Phoenix, or even Natalya versus Karma, because basically, if you want to take the three women who can actually wrestle in the WWE, you've got Karma, you've got Beth, you've got Natty. Now, Natty, of course, is stuck with this flatulence gimmick, which no one's going to take her seriously. You know, I won't even get into that again. But, I don't know. I wouldn't mind, actually, seeing Trish versus Beth Phoenix. I mean, Trish, is one of, after Vince stopped making her bark like a dog and really let her shine, let her improve, one of the best female wrestlers I've ever seen from my generation. I mean, either way, Karma, whether it's her or whether it's Trish Stratus, just to see some pure women's wrestling at WrestleMania, you put together the three of them in any combination, and it's better than anything you're getting now. But I agree with you. I could go to see definitely Karma versus Beth, and it may happen.
We are we're getting ready here on SmackDown. CM Punk now making his way to the ring. It's going to be CM Punk champion for champion, but not in title for title. because heaven forbid we actually have a title for title match on a cable network television program. CM Punk taking on Bryan Danielson. You're picking this.
Ooh. Wow. What I'm seeing here, I'm going to say interference from Jericho.
A lot of people in the chat room are calling for interference.
Yeah.
They're calling for interference on this. And I think really that's about the only way for both of these guys to move forward. No one champion can go over. But you know who the real winner in this is? The real winner in this match is Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Ring of Honor has to be loving the fact that, you know, a lot of their former talent is getting over big in the WWE. And, I mean, I never would have thought Daniel Bryan would have gone over as a heel. But I tell you, he's doing a heck of a job. He won me over. I was never a big fan. But I like the heel persona. And I got to get proven wrong. You know, I predicted quite a while ago he would never go into WrestleMania with that world title. Well, the Bronx Father has to do a retraction because he's going in. And I'll tell you, with the character he's had lately, I'm interested in seeing him. I couldn't have said that 6 months ago.
This is going to be a clinic. If you happen to be watching the program while you're listening to the Rewind, which was actually very smart of you to do so, if that is your intent, to go ahead and do that, because nobody wants to listen to Michael Cole anyway. My embargo of Raw continues. I'll be honest with you. I did not watch Raw last night. Continue to boycott the program. The only reason why I am watching this is simply because I can turn the volume down. I don't have to listen to Michael Cole. There's a nice single leg takedown. Or excuse me, double leg takedown here by Bryan Danielson going into an armbar. They're going to put on a clinic. What time is it now? 9:38. 20 minutes this thing goes, and it's going to be a clinic.
Well, I'm going to put a smile on your face with a news story I heard a while back. Did you hear that Michael Cole will not be providing commentary in WWE 2013?
Oh, no, I didn't hear that. Where did that come from? Is that confirmed?
Actually, I heard it on Wrestling News Live. It was a news item that he is not, in fact, going to be on commentary. It's going to be, I believe, JR and Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, but we've heard this before. We've been teased with this before. So don't tease me with this now. Where was that? You had it on last night. I have not had a chance to go and completely check the archive. And that's another thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not checking the archives out of these programs, then shame on you, because you miss a lot. But I have not yet had the opportunity to catch a full archive. So where was that story? Where did that story originate?
Well, JJ is saying that it's not totally accurate. Anthony Farley in chat says, couldn't we have no Cole at Mania? That would be awesome.
Once again, we get teased with these things. The WWE claims, and I know I'm not going to go on a soapbox with this, but I'm just making an observation here. The WWE claims that they listen to the fans. They have been yelling, the fans have been yelling, the universe has been yelling, anybody that will listen has been yelling. They don't want Cole on commentary. So, for the organization that claims to listen to its fans, I ask you, why is the man still on commentary? Now, you could very well come back and say, well, look, Jim Ross doesn't want to go anymore. And that's fine. I can understand that. But there are dozens upon dozens of other great, great wrestling play-by-play guys out there.
Well, I apologize. JJ has told me it's a rumored game mode with Ross. So perhaps if I'm interpreting that, I'm not a gamer. I'm interpreting that you're going to have the option in some way to not have to listen to Cole in the video game.
Oh, okay. So when we're talking about the 2013 WWE game, if I want to have Jim Ross commentate, I can click on Jim Ross. If I want to have Michael Cole commentate, and I don't know who in their right mind would, I could click on Cole. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. Again, I'm not a gamer. I just wanted to bring it up because I thought it would make you smile knowing that, you know, he was being taken out of at least something in the WWE. But, I just don't know. I mean, Michael Cole is, I know he's doing his job, but he's wearing so thin. You know, I don't want to get us into a debate about Michael Cole again, you know.
No, I really don't. I've made it abundantly clear where my feelings lie on this, and I'm not going forward. Speaking of Jim Ross, so Jim Ross has had some great praise for Santino Marella as of late, tweeting, quote, Santino tonight. God, I hate it. Would you just type out the word tonight? Do you have to use the number two? Santino tonight, a great example of talents, possessive, maximizing their minutes on television and pay-per-view. Santino's gotten over with humor. Fans like him. Simple concept. There are heels that are funny, heels that are dangerous. Obviously, he's not a heel, but right now he's funny. God, I have a Twitter account. I choose not to use it for reasons just like this.
Well, I mean, I've tried to send a tweet and had to go back and use abbreviations myself, because you only get, what is it, I believe, 100, and I don't use Twitter a lot either, but you're limited to a small amount of characters. So if you want to fit everything in, sometimes you have to type the letter U for YOU and all that. But it annoys me too, but there's no way around it.
Is there some Twitter police out there? Some Twitter police that will come, that doesn't allow you to go and make like two separate posts?
No, you can make two separate posts, or you can use these programs. There's one called, I think, Tweet Longer or something, where you can actually make a longer tweet and it'll put it in the form of a link and you can go and read the whole thing.
I don't know. I'm just not a tweeter guy, I guess. Yes, I know it's pronounced Twitter. Damn it, I'm doing this for dramatic effect, and if you haven't realized that by now, God, people, how long have I been doing this now? 2012, I've been doing this for what now? Over 10 years? Okay, I do things for dramatic effect.
Tweeter.
I can't stand the tweeters. I just find it, I'd much rather be on Facebook. I just find that form of communication just so lame. I can't think of anything more to talk about. I'll tell you something though that was rather depressing that came through today. WWC's official Facebook page announcing Jose Perez on PW Insider reporting that the World Wrestling Council's official Facebook page announced that Rex King, who was Timothy Well from the Well and Done in the early 90s, also one half the Southern Rockers, had died, passed away. Cause of death not disclosed. Born in 1963, wrestled as part of course, Well and Done, the Southern Rockers, and in Puerto Rico as part of the Glamour Boys with Shane Sewell and Sean Morley. King's run in Puerto Rico was a very popular one, with him going back and forth between face and heel. Very popular during the time that he spent in Puerto Rico. Of course, he and Steve Dahl back in the 90s in the WWF. He also teamed as the Southern Rockers, which I had the opportunity to see. Also wrestled in the Pacific Northwest and the USWA. Came to the WWF as a low-level tag team. We all remember back in 93, 95, mostly losing TV matches and working house show tag matches. Steve Dahl, of course, passed away in 2009 from complications of a blood clot. Another wrestling tragedy. Another wrestler taken from us too soon.
Well, yeah, I mean, thank God, you know, there's been a lot less of them. It's not like it was a few years ago where you were having, like, God, 2, 3, 4 wrestlers die in 1 year. You know, this is the first I've heard of in a bit. And, you know, that's, I hate hearing that. And what I really hate even more, and this is something I could really go on, is how the mainstream media will never mention pro wrestling unless something bad is going on, whether it's a wrestler dying, whether it's a scandal. That's the only time you hear about pro wrestling in the mainstream media. You never hear about all the Make-A-Wish stuff they do. You never hear about donations to charity, the stuff that a lot of these pro wrestlers have done and still do for children, you know. But as soon as a wrestler dies, oh no, it's front page news. He was on drugs. He was on steroids. You know, I hate that. I really do. If you're going to ignore the product, ignore it all the time. or don't say a word.
Well, here's the thing, though. Brass Eye, I'm getting this on the Facebook page now, and this came from PW Insider. And PW Insider is normally a great source for wrestling news, but now Brass Eye in the chat is saying that he, in fact, didn't die. Now, I did not go and independently confirm this because it was on PW Insider. So I guess my question to Brass Eye, if he would be so kind, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's leave the line open. Let's leave the line open for Brass Eye. If he can join us here on the program, I would be very much curious as to what's he saying now. F4W retracted the story after they contacted his mom. After. Do me a favor, Brass. Do me a favor and call in. I want to get you on here. Can we get that confirmed? Because if it is, I feel bad for PW Insider. Because they were the ones that reported it.
Oh, Lord.
And that's good news. Honestly, that's good news. I don't mind being wrong. I don't mind being wrong in a situation like this. I hope he's absolutely... here it is. Hang on 2 seconds. Let's go ahead and let's go to Pro Wrestling Rewind. Line one, go ahead.
Hey, Andy, it's Brass Eye.
Hey, Brass, go ahead and where did you... PW Insider put this up. When did they put this up? It was 9 o'clock, I believe, was when this was posted. This was 9 o'clock yesterday. 9 o'clock in the evening. When did this new report surface? Because I haven't seen it.
The new report surfaced about 3:30 this afternoon. F4W people got in touch with his mother and his ex-wife. And his mother called him to find out what was going on. And he picked up the phone.
Really? Did he know that he died?
He did. He had not heard the rumor at all.
What was his response?
No official response as of yet, as far as I know.
So has PW Insider, have they gone ahead? Have they printed a retraction at this point? Because I certainly didn't see it.
I don't follow PW Insider.
You know what? I feel bad for PW Insider reporting this, to have to go back now and retract it.
It was actually posted on the SNS group Facebook page, and when I saw a different report saying it was retracted, I went and posted the link with the retraction. But the original gentleman that posted the story on the Facebook page, he pulled it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Brass Eye reporting here. On the Pro Wrestling Rewind, Timothy Well did in fact not die. I'm telling you, I feel bad for Jose Perez.
Well, I have PW Insider site up right now, and it says, now this is interesting, WWC issues correction on Rex King passing.
Ah, that's different.
The WWC in Puerto Rico corrected their report that Rex King had passed away, posting on their Facebook page, and this has been translated to English, "We have gotten reports that deny the death of King Rex. Apparently the source was not as reliable as thought. One of our partners," that's a typo, "I'm glad he's alive. We regret the inconvenience, and we appreciate the support."
The inconvenience.
"Samples from former WWC wrestler." Boy, they never heard of Google Translate. "Live your life and recognize the false alarm."
Oh my God. The inconvenience. They said the man was dead. Inconvenience. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry it took so long to get your dinner. We apologize for the inconvenience. They said the man died.
Well, I mean, it's like next week, if God forbid I came on here and said the power is no longer with us, and then you call in.
Oh, there'd be dancing in the streets if that happened.
Oh God!
What are you talking about? If I died, not only would the internet wrestling community throw a party bigger than Mardi Gras, but you have a bunch of left wing fringe kook wrestling radio media and print types who be saying hallelujah, thank God we're free at last. If I checked out, they'd be loving it.
That's embarrassing if you're the PW
Insider. Oh,
they're,
man,
really a reputable news source for wrestling, you know.
They
definitely
are.
Wow.
Well, hey, Brass, go ahead, Brass.
Everybody reported it, including F4W, PW Insider, it was everywhere, and now everybody's starting to print their retractions. So it's not like our Facebook group where the story's not true. They, you know, they pull down the post. Everybody doesn't pull down the post. They just print a retraction later on.
Right. And oh my God!
And with PW Insider, that could take a day or two. Who knows?
If I'm telling you right now, I'd be calling for a huge ass raise. If I'm WWC and I got Rex King working for me, I'm telling you right now, if I were Rex, I'd be asking for a bit more money in my paycheck next week. What do you think?
Well, thank God it's not the WWE, or we'd be seeing a zombie gimmick right now.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
You know, they have this guy coming out and, you know, like an Undertaker style, the new dead man.
Oh, God help us. Hey, what do you guys think of this? While I have you both on the phone here real quick before we go to break, what do you think of this Hell in the Cell sign for Mania? Now, Triple H and Undertaker 20-0. Now we're going to have it Hell in the Cell at Mania.
Love it. Love it. I think it's going to be awesome. I think it was the only way you could do Triple H Taker again and make it really relevant. You know, and both of these guys, you know, Triple H is one more of them, but both of these guys have claims to that match. Both of these guys have claims to being the Lord and master of Hell in a Cell. And I think that completely and utterly sparked interest in this match. I'll be honest with you, I'm looking more forward to this than Rock Cena.
Is that going to be the main event?
No, I don't think so. I can neither confirm nor deny that, but I would have to think that Rock and Cena is going to be the main event. I have to think that.
But you've got they got to set up the cage. Keep that in mind. They're going to have to do something before they set up the cage. Because let's keep in mind, where is the venue this year? Remember, where is the venue?
Oh, Lord, where is the venue?
They're in Miami this year.
Right, Rock's
okay.
Hometown.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're in an outdoor stadium.
I believe so.
So, if they're in an outdoor stadium, the only way they're going to... Now, keep in mind, they're going to have to put some structure in the middle of the arena, like they did for WrestleMania 9, and then they're going to have to prop the cage on it. So my question to you is, how is that going to affect production value?
Well, they could do what they're known for doing, which is simply, you know, in between the matches, air some really long vignette. I mean, that's the only way I think they can do it, but I'm still thinking, Brass, I don't know what you think, man, but I still think 365 days, we've heard nothing else. Rock Cena has to be the main event.
Yeah, I'm thinking Rock Cena is the main event, too. If they switch it, it's going to be a last-minute thing. But what they'll probably do, they'll just air some extra long vignettes as they're building and then tearing down the cell, because there's no way they're not aligned with anything other than Rock Cena, you know.
Anything else you want to get on your get off your mind here, Brass? Well, I guess we're going to open the phone lines early, but before we go to break, anything else you want to get off your mind?
Oh, God, no. I told you before, I hate telephones. I've been dying to get off the telephone. I'm going back in the other room listening to the rest of the show, so you gentlemen have a good night now.
Okay, thanks a lot. Brass Eye joining us here on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, and confirming that Rex King did not die. I love story. Yeah. Honestly, why can't they all be like that? Why can't they all be retractions like that?
Lord, first a dead wrestler that's not dead, and then a announcement change on WWE 13 that may or may not happen. Wow.
You know, one thing I found interesting, and real quick before we go to break here, on top of things that have been interesting, besides our audio levels tonight, the fact that if you play, and I just noticed this, if you play CM Punk in 12, he doesn't have the G.I. Joe tattoo or the Pepsi tattoo on his arm. There's like these big empty spaces.
Wow. Could that? I would assume, and again, I'll use the word assume, that would be a copyright thing. Because while I you certainly can't stop somebody from having something tattooed on their body. I mean, at the end of the day, that's just advertisement for you. But I'm thinking that's why those would probably be eliminated, because you know, the WWE's very, very cautious about getting sued, like any big corporation in our time and age. So I would think that that's a copyright deal.
So do you let me ask you this. Do you think that Hasbro and Pepsi have been yelling at the WWE for some dollars ever since CM Punk came into the WWE?
Well, you know, if the guy has them tattooed on his body, it's become a part of his body. You can't, I mean, I don't think I need permission to get a WWE tattoo, as long as I'm not using it for financial gain. But what I'm thinking is, when you sell a video game, you know, you're making money off of it. And if those tattoos are in the game, then that's when you have a problem. That, you know, that is interesting. I would like to know that myself.
Oh, and it's very prevalent. If you take a look at the game, I mean, you see these big gaping holes in his shoulders where those two tattoos would be. And I just noticed that now, of course, because right now they've restarted the match. They were going to give the decision. It looked like they were going to give the decision to Daniel Bryan. Of course, I don't have the audio up because I can't stand Michael Cole. But now, trying for a superplex, Bryan Danielson just got pushed down by CM Punk. And CM Punk looks like he just got kicked in the nads or something, because he is bowled over something bad. He's still on the top rope. He's taking an awful lot of time to try now. Way too much time. Bryan Danielson hits him again. He's going to try again for the superplex.
Well, the boss of all bosses, JJ All Caps Sexay, has said that it's not about getting sued, it's about paying royalties. So apparently, if the WWE wanted to put those tattoos in the game, they'd have to dish out some money to Pepsi and Hasbro. That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Bryan Danielson just got... Oh, wait a second. Going for the pin here. 2, 3. Well, wait a second. Now, both men had their shoulders down. Bryan Danielson got the superplex off, and just as he was going around for the pin, CM Punk hooked a back leg in what was a cradle or a small package, and it looked like both men's shoulders were down. I apologize. I can't feed the audio through the board here, but Bryan Danielson thinks he won. CM Punk thinks he won. I want to hang on 2 seconds. We're gonna stay with this. I want to see if we can get a decision on this. Stand by just a moment. I apologize. I know you can't hear this in the background, but the referee has not yet made a determination on who won this match. And that was beautiful. That was beautiful on CM Punk's part to block the pin attempt by Bryan Danielson and turn it into a small package.
I'd have no problem
Johnny
with that.
Johnny Ace is saying
that both champs look strong.
Johnny Ace is saying that Danielson won, and he's raising his hand, but the referee counted to 3. Teddy Long's coming in the ring now, going over to Punk, and he's going to raise Punk's hand. But the referee is not in the ring. Where's the referee gone? Now it looks like Johnny Ace and Teddy Long are about to come to blows. And you know what? Teddy could probably take him. Oh, here we go. Oh, the coat's coming off. One half of the Dynamic Dudes getting ready to lock up with Teddy Long. Teddy throws the coat. Ace throws it right back. Teddy leaves the ring. No decision. Teddy Long is leaving the ring, and Johnny Ace, probably the most violent I've seen him in years. Daniel Bryan trying to calm him down, and they go on a break. There's still been no determination on who won the match.
I think what the gimmick they're pulling is Johnny Ace is tired of getting stepped on. You know, he's tired of being seen as, you know, I mean, I loved that explosion a few weeks ago on Raw where, you know, he decked Mick. There's nothing power I love hearing or seeing more than someone getting hit with a microphone, when Johnny Ace decked Mick Foley with the microphone because he just got tired of being insulted. This looks, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. Everyone is talking about possibly Johnny Ace against CM Punk at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Could you see a match? Now, I don't know how good of a match it would be between John Laurinaitis and Peanut Head.
I'm sorry, but as much as I hate to say it, as much as I think Long could take him, Johnny Ace would definitely have the experience advantage. I mean, don't forget, Teddy Long was a referee long before he was ever a manager. And but what annoys me about that is the fact that there was no official decision given before they went off the air. God, that pisses me off.
Well, maybe what we're going to get is a deal where the referee knows that either of these guys can fire me, storyline-wise, so let me get the hell out of Dodge before I have to make a decision that's going to tick either one of them off.
CM Punk, though, had the counter of the year so far when the spin move after the superplex by Bryan Danielson got converted into a small package, and there was nowhere, absolutely nowhere, for Bryan Danielson to go. I mean, nowhere to go, and that was beautiful. All right, let's do this. I got to catch my breath. Man, that was exciting. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to weigh in on some of the things that have happened this past week. And I still want to get to the I had some John Cena audio I wanted to go through as well, but let's go ahead. Let's check this out. We'll come back. Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Not getting enough TNA wrestling? It's time to join TNAOnDemand.com, the place to access over 300 hours of classic TNA programming, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. TNAOnDemand.com is the ultimate resource for pay-per-views and exclusive TNA programming. Log on to gain instant access to every TNA DVD ever released. Go to TNAOnDemand.com to get started right now.
A magical blend of barley, hops, and delicious alcohol.
Bud Light. Suck one.
Does listening to Wrestling News Live make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan? Would the Trey Dog drink the Velvet Sky's bathwater?
Well, hello there, Velvet. That is some good bathwater, baby.
Ow! Listening to Wrestling News Live does make you a smarter, more knowledgeable wrestling fan, although it will not save you any money on your car insurance.
What it comes down to is being the best.
You talk about mind games, you talk about physicality.
For the authentic wear label on the shirt. Here comes the brave. Sold only at WWEshop.com and at all WWE live events.
Hey everyone, this is your favorite TNA knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to my number one fan and the sexiest fan of radio, the power, Andy Knoll, right here on Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Back on the Pro Wrestling Rewind here on the SNS Radio Network, streaming on said network. At SNSRadioNetwork.com, you can catch us on Facebook, iTunes, all over the planet. Of course, the Bronx Father joining us here. Still can't get over that ending to SmackDown. JJ, apparently the official program observer and owner of said network, apparently loved that double pin, reminiscent of the Flair Steamboat double pin from many, many years ago. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's great because, like I said, it makes both of your champions look strong. You know, no one went over. It puts them on an equal plane, because if you would have had a decisive winner in this match, you would have had a lot of people saying, well, see, the WWE champion is better than the, you know, world champion. But having it turn out what apparently is a draw, I mean, we didn't get an official confirmation, but I'm assuming it's going to be a draw. I have absolutely no problem with that. I agree with JJ 100%. Great.
I wanted to go back, ladies and gentlemen, and I wanted to dwell a little bit more on this before we got sidetracked, but I wanted to go back to the John Cena audio from this past week. And actually, you know what? Let's hold off on that. Let's go ahead. Let's open up the phones first, because I know there's a lot of people that want to get into the program, have a lot of things that they want to talk about. So, to be on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, one may ask, well, how would you accomplish such a task, Bronx Father, to get on the Pro Wrestling Rewind, what would one do?
Well, you can call us at 501-588-7957. That's 501-588-7957. Or if you're on Skype, just add Sunday Night Showdown to your Skype contacts, and you can call us that way. Or on the bottom left of the chat box on the SNS Radio Network website, you can click the Call Me widget, put in your name and your phone number, and basically we'll call you, and it's absolutely free.
We'll call them. Now, wouldn't you like that? The power calling you. Wouldn't that be the power calling you in the morning, waking you up? I could be like your alarm clock. Get the hell up.
You'd actually make a great alarm clock. I could see a power Andy Knowles alarm clock. Wake up, damn it. That would be great.
Let's go ahead and check out our busy phones here. Line one, Pro Wrestling Rewind. Go ahead.
It's Andy. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on in porn country?
No, it's Andy.
Oh, it's Andy. I thought it was Anthony. Okay, Andy, go ahead. What's up? What's on your mind?
I had about three things I wanted to say real quickly.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes.
First things first.
This is.
I wanted to say that that I don't like the Rock and Cena, and I'll tell you why. Okay. Now, the only reason that Mania is going to be big this year is because of The Rock being in town. Now, you have to understand that the thing about it is when you look at The Rock as a whole and what he's done over the last year, he has not been very active in this product.
Right.
And the thing is that, you know, he left anyway. And I think that the main event needs to be, obviously, Taker and Edge. And that's it. I mean, you know, I can understand the argument of they got to set up the cage, blah, blah, blah. But I don't want The Rock to win, and I'm basically bored with this anyway. I was not happy about Kane and Cena because it was too quick, and I liked that storyline for a little while. But I would have liked it if instead of Kane and Cena, if Cena would have concentrated on doing promos about how to build up this match as far as The Rock is concerned, and he didn't do that. Instead, obviously this goes back to the back as well, where they had him doing this thing with Kane, when he should have been doing a bunch of promos to set up the whole thing for the Rocket Mania.
Yeah, but to in all defense to Cena, I mean, you know, Cena is actually there every day of the year, so they had to give Cena something to do because, heaven forbid, The Rock, you know, would show up and they would actually, you know, make some play or do something after the Survivor Series. So, you know, the Rock had to go back and, you know, get his massage and get his manicure and do the things that somebody in his position would normally do. John Cena's actually got to get up and go to work. So they had to give somebody, and it made sense to bring him back with Kane. The people that loved the Kane gimmick coming back, having him put the mask back on, were mildly entertained by this, but we knew it wasn't going to last forever. So, you know, I, as much as you can say, well, you know, I'm not really liking the Cena Rock thing, there's a lot of people that aren't liking it, Andy. It is what it is. But anyway, do your next point. Go ahead.
My next point is I'm sick and tired of Ace, and I don't like the idea of him being a GM of two shows. The idea behind the GM, if you may remember, if you go back to 2002, I believe it was, when you had Eric Bischoff and Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
Okay? The idea was to have two different GMs. It didn't really matter to me about heel or face, but I liked it because you had two different GMs with two different types of ways of being able to run both brands. Here you have somebody who was a part of a tag team. He hasn't really done a whole lot. He, you know, came in because I believe it was JR that got him a job. You know, I'm sorry. I just don't like the idea. I know some people are tired of Long being the head of SmackDown, but I've liked it. I've liked the idea behind having a heel person and a face person be a part of both brands, and I am sick and tired of that stupid voice week after week talking about how there's a board of directors and they have faith. First of all, there is a board of directors, but you don't bring that kind of stuff into TV. The idea is to suspend belief about anything, and we don't want to hear, a lot of us, including myself, we don't want to hear about the board of directors. We don't care, really. I mean, yeah, we don't like what McMahon does behind the scenes, but as far as the corporate end of it, we don't want to know about the board of directors. We don't want that in a storyline.
No, I agree. Bronx, your thoughts?
Well, I mean, what it boils down to is, you know, the top guy, the guy who everything goes through, is Vince McMahon. You know, Laurinaitis can't say that because right now we're supposed to believe that Vince McMahon was stripped of his powers. So he can't come out and say, you know, Vince McMahon is the guy doing this and McMahon is the guy doing that. What I think is the deal with Laurinaitis is, I'll be honest with you, I agree with everything you said. I can't stand him. But that's a good thing in a way, because, you know, other than Mick Foley, who I loved when he was when he was the Raw GM and he was doing all that, you know, crazy stuff and, you know, interviewing guys in the bathroom, and he was just a crazy Mick Foley. I loved that. But 9 times out of 10, usually they're going to go with a heel authority figure. Because when the face overcomes the odds that are totally, when everything is stacked against him by that heel GM or that heel owner like Vince McMahon, Austin, it really, when the face finally gets a victory over them, you mark out. And I think that the reaction to Johnny Laurinaitis has been so negative that eventually it's going to culminate with him getting his butt kicked, or it's going to culminate with him getting dethroned. And that gives you a massive mark-out moment when it finally does happen. I mean, when Vince McMahon, you know, I'm not comparing the awesomeness of McMahon Austin to what's going on right now with John Laurinaitis, but aren't you going to go nuts the day Laurinaitis finally does get fired, or the day he gets his butt beat in the ring, or somebody just physically abuses him in some way? I mean, I know that sounds harsh, but the more you get people to hate him, the better it is when he finally gets humbled. And I think that's what they're doing. Laurinaitis is going to be pushed to the moon. He's going to be the GM of Raw and SmackDown at some point. And then he's either going to lose a match that's going to get him fired, or you never know, maybe one day Vince McMahon will just come out and utter, "You're fired," and he'll be gone.
And that's what I want, Bronx. And that's what I want. And one final point I wanted to say about that, as far as the authority figure. I am so sick and tired of Hunter. He's always coming out in his stinking suit and tie, and he did it again this past week, where he came out, when he first walked out and The Undertaker called him out, he came out in a stinking suit and tie, and when it first happened, he started to holler about how he had certain responsibilities and he doesn't do. I'm sick of it. Here's what you do, Hunter. You get into your jeans and your shirt and your freaking jacket, and you take a doggone sledgehammer out to the ring, and you build a storyline with this guy. I'm sorry. I'm liking the fact that we are going to get another match here at Mania, but I don't like the fact that Hunter is coming out in a suit and tie and still wants to act like a freaking COO. There is no COO because his father-in-law is the man.
Okay, I've got to break in on this one, and then I'm going to have to let you go. The reason why this has been done the way it's done is to get, they had to draw this thing out because they knew they still had lots of time before they had to go to Mania. They had to draw you in and draw it out. The fact that, and I respect what you're saying, but the fact that Triple H is wearing a suit right now builds into part of the storyline. He is the corporate kiss ass. He is the corporate kiss ass that's going to get his ass handed to him by The Undertaker to go 20-0. And the fact, and what makes this the more interesting now is the fact that it's not going to be a regular match. It's going to be Hell in a Cell. So in order for this to come about, Triple H has to wear the suit. He has to be the corporate guy. He has to have that aura of I care for the business, or else it really doesn't work.
Yeah, you're right. All right, guys. Have a great night.
Thank All right. Much. Not a problem. Not a problem. Let's continue here with our busy phones. Let's go out to California Pro Wrestling Rewind. Line 2, go ahead.
Hey there, Powers. Anthony.
Anthony!
Not the mistaken one.
That's okay. Anthony, I'll ask the question to you. What's going on in porn country?
I don't know. The girls are still wondering why you haven't called them back.
Well, tell the girls I'm a very busy man, and I'm also married with 5 kids. So don't be expecting me to call back anytime soon.
All right, just get past that little joke between us. I remember seeing on the Rewind Facebook page that someone actually said they're no longer a fan because Bronx is co-host.
Oh, geez.
Just simply put for that person, I'm sorry, I'm going to put money in the swear jar. Fuck them. Because no offense, Bronx is a good way to at least somewhat calm you down, Power. And Bronx has earned his spot doing hosting on some of these shows.
Well, by the way, Bronx, why do you keep getting kicked out of the chat room?
Oh, that's JJ.
Why is JJ kicking you out of the chat room?
JJ likes to pick on me. I'm about to start an anti-bullying campaign.
Yeah, man, eliminate the hate. Eliminate the hate. And you talk about, Anthony, you talk about this.
Does that mean Bronx is the farting guy?
Excuse me. Oh, that was nice. No, but getting back to eliminate the hate, man. You know, this thing here with his fan, and first off, you know, the fact that somebody went and put something on Facebook, you know, it says, hey, you know, I'm not going to listen to your program anymore, which is too bad because I'm talking about this person. Now, I wasn't going to give this any airplay, but now I've got no choice. You know, you can do whatever you want. I've already said, if you don't like what's happening here, go somewhere else. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I already know who I am. I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And it really takes something monumental to get my attention. That really didn't get my attention. And, you know, to Bronx's credit, you know, he invoked a response out of somebody. And he had only been here 1 week. What does that say about the Bronx father, the fact that he's already pissing off people and he's only been here 1 week? I think that's phenomenal.
That's a one-eyed bastard. He does a pretty good job.
I think that's phenomenal. God bless him for that.
Well, here's the deal. You know, I'm not perfect yet, and it's probably going to take a while. You know, I haven't been around doing this nearly as long as Andy, as JJ, as Trey. You know, my response to that was I asked this person, what is it about me you don't like? And the reason I asked that was because I was curious to hear a response, because that response may have generated me to do something to improve myself. I never got that response. You know, the bottom line is, if you don't like me, you know, I I'm not going to lose sleep tonight. But when I ask why, I'd like to know why, just out of my own curiosity. And I'm not going to get angry or nasty with the person. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I appreciate you, you know, saying you think I'm good, and I appreciate everything everyone's done on this network. But, you know, tell me. I invite criticism. If there's something I'm saying or doing that you don't like, don't just say, I'm not going to listen anymore because I don't like Bronx. I'm not going to listen anymore because I don't like Bronx, and here's why. You know, I hate when people just give an opinion and then don't elaborate on it.
Right.
You know.
Anything else there, Porn King, before we let you go?
Well, first off, I want to say, don't worry, Power. The orders that you made for over here will be shipped to you soon. So don't worry.
Yeah, I'll market kitchen utensils, okay?
Second off, I'm loving that so far we had two matches on TV between Punk and Brian, but they have yet to make a clear-cut winner. Save that for a big-time pay-per-view match.
Oh, and you know they are. You know
or
they are.
Something like, or have a best-of-7 or 5 series. In other words, make them Punk versus Brian, the new version of Benoit Booker T.
Absolutely, absolutely. Anthony, thanks a lot. Go ahead.
You can go old school. Nikita, you go old school. The series between Nikita Koloff and Magnum TA.
Oh, you mean this series?
Yeah, do that.
You know, it's funny.
I love to see a series between them.
Funny that you would say that because I actually had this audio queued up earlier. I was actually watching match 6 of the best of 7 series for the U.S. title before the program. I was actually listening to this in the WNL archive. I find that hysterically funny that you would be talking about that, and I have the archive sitting here. Hysterically funny. All right. Let's go.
I'll get those things confused.
Not a problem. You have yourself a great night.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye. Let's see where we want to go next. Pennsylvania Pro Wrestling Rewind, line 3. Go ahead. Pennsylvania, are you there? Line 3. That is the 267 area code, isn't it? Isn't that Pennsylvania?
I don't know. Every state has 500 area codes now. If you can keep track of them, God bless you.
All right. Last time, Pennsylvania, line 3. Go ahead. All right. Pennsylvania doesn't want to talk to us tonight. that's okay. Let's go to line 4. Let's do this. Let's go to line 4. Pro Wrestling Rewind. Go.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Brian, actually, at Zodiac.
Brian the Zodiac, good evening. Welcome to the Pro Wrestling Rewind, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I've been meaning to call in. Being in college sucks sometimes, and I haven't been able to really get around to getting a chance to call in, but I'm glad I get to get my first call in to the SNS Radio Network with your show, Andy.
Oh, not a problem. Which college do you go to?
Ball State here in the proud state of Indiana.
I'll tell you, you should be happy. Be happy you're at that institution. Don't be like me and go to a military academy for college where they take your, you know, they take your rights and turn them into privileges. Be thankful you are where you are. No, it's very true.
That's 100% true. I'm very thankful that my parents have allowed me to go to college.
You're lucky, man. I couldn't afford college. I had to go. I got into the Royal Military Academy, the CMR. I had to go to the Quebec school, and that's exactly what it is. They take away your rights and they turn them into privileges. I was never more glad to get out of that institution. To hell with that. But anyway, go ahead. I'm taking up your time, Zodiac. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, that's no problem. Well, given the fact that it's my first time calling, I just want to kind of get a few things. First of all, Bronx, first time I've actually gotten to talk to you, I just want to say you're actually doing a fantastic job, brother. I'm very proud of you, and I'm very proud of what you've been able to do, so I've been really impressed. So kudos to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
The second thing was, given the fact that I actually, JJ's in the chat and listening, I kind of want to, sorry if I'm going branching out a little bit, but.
Go ahead.
I was the person, the first part of that tribute last night, and I really do want to thank him, too, because he really has done a lot for a guy like me, who I've been a huge fan of the internet radio industry, and it's been a privilege to be able to listen to anybody on this network. So thank you to everybody that contributes to this network.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that greatly. There's a lot of love that goes into this network, and I'm sure that JJ would be the first one, you know, to say, you know, that he appreciates, you know, he appreciates the listeners. He appreciates the fact that there are people that, you know, that are willing to come on and listen live, as well as go back and check out the archives. And he appreciates every single one of you. And don't think for a minute that he doesn't, because I know for a fact he does.
I've been always amazed by how amazing the internet radio industry is. And it's a lot more than, to be talented in this industry, it's a lot more than just putting on a pair of headphones and a microphone. You actually have to do a lot of work. So it's a lot shocking to people, the work that you have to go into to make a real good program.
It's not easy, and there. I'm probably going to, I don't want to give away any trade secrets or anything, but for those of us that have been on terrestrial radio, and for those of us that have been in a form of broadcast, you know, journalism, a broadcast medium, whether we've been on television or we've been on radio, for a lot of us, it tends to come easy. And when you've done it for a while, it's easier to put things together. It doesn't mean that you don't do prep work. You have to do a moderate amount of prep work before you come on the air, because you need to go and talk about what you need to talk about. JJ actually has the same problem multiplied, because not only does he have to prepare for his own shows, but he also has to run the network. He has to make sure that the shows that are produced on his end are done. The Rewind is one of the few shows that JJ doesn't have to worry about, because we produce ourselves, we archive ourselves, and we take care of it, you know, for JJ, and we're happy to do that. But JJ has to oversee all of the things that happen on the network, not just what you hear on the audio, but things that happen on the website and going out and you know, finalizing interviews and all those other things. So, you know, for, you know, a lot of people gave, and not a whole lot of people, but there were some people that, you know, couldn't quite understand why it was that JJ had to leave when he left. And I think we could all understand that when you have a, you know, when you have a situation like he had, you know, you have to let things go, and we still run. But, you know, we miss JJ. When JJ's not on, we miss that. When Trey's not on, we miss that. I think when I'm not on, people don't give a rat's ass. But it's still a labor of love doing what we do, and definitely you have to give props to JJ, you know, for going ahead and putting it all together. And I'm sure he appreciates it. Matter of fact, he does. He's thanking you here on the Facebook page. So your words have not gone unnoticed.
Just, and then to get back to a wrestling sort of rant for me, for me, the big thing that's come out of the last, I don't know, a couple days, is the fact that TNA, which I apologize, I had a workout earlier tonight, so I apologize if you guys already talked about this, but that's TNA okay. Has already booked their next two pay-per-view main events in advance, and my mindset and the difficulty I'm having is the fact that they booked a Rude Sting match and then a Rude James Storm match for 2 months from now. The Rude James Storm match 2 months from now. And my difficulty is the fact that who's going to pay attention to Victory Road when they haven't even been able to give Victory Road enough publicity for anybody to even know that it's coming up. But I'm paying more attention to lockdown. I'm waiting for two more months until lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I'm actually going to give a poop about who is actually going to be on the pay-per-view. I'm not going to care that much about Victory Road. So my difficulty, my frustration is the fact, even Dixie Carter, who is supposed to be the figurehead of the company, posted the other day the poster, promotion poster for lockdown. I don't know what's happening with their booking the last couple days, even with this new creative change, but I don't know. I'm just getting on a tangent, but my frustration today, see Carter being so positive towards lockdown when she has a pay-per-view, and it would work perfect if they maybe had 10 pay-per-views and this was a 2 month break, or they had 8 pay-per-views and you had time to build up, but this is 12 pay-per-views and you have another one coming up and you need to put your whole creative team back in the next pay-per-view.
Well, I mean, the problem is, you know, one of the problems with TNA, and I'm actually a TNA supporter. I want them to stay around because it gives me an alternative, and I think that their wrestling, there's nothing wrong with their in-ring wrestling, and I know basically everyone on the network, listeners, hosts, would agree. But here's the problem. The fact that they're taped, you're already taped. You already taped 3 or 4 episodes of Impact, you know, in a row, and then the spoilers get posted, of course, on the internet. Andy mentioned that earlier about how you don't need a magazine anymore. You just go on the internet. That hurts them. And, you know, definitely giving away the main event for two pay-per-views, Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's probably not a good idea. You know, I didn't even like when the WWE gave away Rock Cena a year, and we're talking a year. The problem is WWE will get a pass on things like that, but when TNA does it, they're going to get crapped on because that's, you know, that's what the IWC does. But in this case, yeah, I agree with you. That's not a good idea. And if they did that, you know, I haven't read about that yet, but if they've done that, yeah, that's, you know, like you said, you're making your next pay-per-view almost irrelevant.
It's going to be interesting to see. I want to see that cage match. I want to see that cage match, root and storm for the TNA World title. I think that match is going to blow up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Anything else, Brian, before we let you go, sir?
No, thanks for letting me on, guys.
All right, you have yourself a great night. The Zodiac joining us here. We'll take one more call, and then we'll call it a night. Pro Wrestling Rewind, let us go to line 5 in the great 651 area code. Pro Wrestling Rewind, go.
Andy Cole, this is Mario.
Mario, what is going on, sir?
What's up, man?
I want to clear some things up here.
All right, let's Mario, you're coming in. I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to turn you up way loud because your audio is very low. I'll let you have the floor here. Go ahead.
It's my throat. I'm sorry about that. Bronx, you have nothing to worry about, bro. We came together as a board, and we chose you to be Andy's co-host. You don't have nothing to worry about. To Jeff, my brother, you are a part of your father. Your child is a part of you. So you don't have to worry about nothing about your father not seeing your child. You look at her, you're looking at your father.
That, you know, it's how do you respond to that? You really can't. It's good. It's go ahead, Bronx. Go ahead, Bronx.
Sorry, man. I can respond to that. You know, brother, ever since I became a part of this network, just as a listener, you know, you've been an inspiration to me because, you know, everyone knows that I have a disability. I'm considered legally blind because my sight is worse than 20/200. And whenever I get down, man, you're one of the guys I think about because I know all that you've gone through. And just to know that, you know, a guy like you is out there who's been through so much and keeps fighting and just keeps fighting. And it's an honor to have you on a show that I'm a part of, brother. I've never spoken to you on air. And if anybody ever needs courage, if anybody ever needs inspiration, if anybody ever needs a swift kick in the butt to get their life on track, you're the man. And I got a lot of respect for you, and I appreciate your kind words, brother, always.
The deal is, right now, I went through a tether-tub burn the last time I was on stage with my band, and it turned my body and my throat pink. I'm in the hospital now. They say I'm going to be released on 4/1. I hope I can get to that point, but my throat is damaged. And Andy, you know from previous calls, I sound a hell of a lot better.
Well, you're battling, though, and that's really, you know, that's the most inspiring thing of it all is the fact that, you know, the crap that you have gone through, and yet you still keep fighting and you still keep battling. I mean, there are storylines that couldn't be written this well, Mario, and, you know, the listenership is behind you. The hosts of this network, myself and Trey and JJ Bronx, all of us, you know, we're all behind you, and you know, if there's anything that we can do, you know, please, let us know, and we'll be here for you.
I'm fighting bills right now because they said that the hospital bed they put in my home, they said that I wouldn't have to pay for. Now I have to come up with $1,000, and that's bullshit.
Well,
sleeping on the floor for 7 years before that bed came in on January 6th. I was in chat private chat with Jeff, and I told him a little bit. I told Harmony a little bit, and I told Bronx what happened. I'm not going to go into it. Bronx knows. But from all the beatings I took from 2000 to 2005, this is part of what has happened. And during my hospital stay, they took half of my stomach out from that beating. So everything's catching up, and it's bullshit, Andy. It's really bullshit.
Well, I want you to know, Mario, please, you know that, you know, that we're here, that we're behind you, and, you know, we're all praying for you. And, you know, they say things that, you know, they say things happen for a reason. And, you know, I can't speak to this reason, but, you know that we're here for you, and we're all praying for you to get better. And, you know, the good Lord hasn't seen fit to let you go hungry yet. So I would imagine that, you know, this is going to clear itself up over time. It's just, it's another, you know, it's another life struggle that you have to overcome, and you're going to overcome it, and you're going to come through it with shining colors. I have no doubt in my mind.
Well, after I get this damn throat tube pulled out of my throat, I hope to get everything back on track. And we had a family meeting this morning that if anything happens in the near future, no more operations, no more zapping, let me go. I don't want to go through this again. And the main thing is, like Bronx knows and Harmony knows, I did a private chat with her. She never responded back because of what happened with Jeff's dad. That was the night before we got the news. The guy that beat me up is in hell. I never had a chance to confront him one-on-one. But that's the main thing. From here on out, no more zappings, no more operations. I'm done with it. Let the good Lord just take me. That's how I feel about it, Andy. And I know God knows he's hearing me and the whole thing. And the last time I was up there, JSK said, "Brother, you got to go down and watch my brothers." I told him, "Okay, that's fine with me." But after this last episode, I did the song. The new one I wrote was "Lost Souls and Best Friends." That means all of you. It's not down on words yet because I'm still numb. And what I'm doing on Facebook, if you can read it, that's me and Nick together trying to put things together. So you guys can read it. I tried low voice like I am right now, and it's just hard to do. I want to really pull off of everything, Andy, and just give up.
You know, yeah, but you can't. You know, Mario, I can't speak to your individual situation outside of what I already know. But I can tell you this. There are a lot of, you got to do what's right for you. I'm not going to come here and try to preach a way of life to you or how things could be. But, you know, there are a lot of people here, the listenership and the host, there's a lot of people that care about you, that care about your well-being, and the fact that you're a listener on this network. You know, we're a family here on this network, and we want you to do what's best for you. We want you to hang in there, you know, do what you got to do to try to fight this. Inevitably, it's your call, but, you know, I'm not going to lie to you, Mario. You know, there's going to be a lot of people, you know, if you know, if you check out, you know, there, it's going to suck for a lot of people. There are going to be a lot of people upset if that happens.
I'm not going to do suicide. I just, if it comes down to where he just takes me, we sign the papers, no more zappings, no more operations. Because what they promised me in the past never came through. A voice teacher, they cut that. I haven't gotten stronger with the voice. The only time I do it is when I'm on stage. That's where my voice comes out. And if Jeff can understand the only reasons why I come up with God Only Knows by Kid Rock, that is what me, Jeff, Trey, Bronx, you, whoever lost a parent, that's what that song really means if you listen to the words. When my dad died, recently, I know what Jeff is going through. I had my dad in my arms. I put my pain aside. I told the family to walk out of the room. I had my dad in my arms. He thought he was doing suicide because he didn't want to go through the pain anymore, cancer. I said, bro, you know how many times I checked out and came back. I said, Pop, you've got to let it go. You've done your work on this earth. Just go for it. And there's not a day that goes by that I'm still thinking of my father. He's in my heart. He's in my thoughts. And the only way I get through this is what we do on this network. I am 52 years old. You guys are young punks to me. But you're all in my heart and soul. If it wasn't for Jeff Jackson and Harmony Jackson doing what they do, we wouldn't have what we have today. So Bronx, whoever wants you off the network, they can go fuck themselves. We put you here, you're staying here. One eye, no eyes, who gives a shit? You got the voice, you can do what you do best. That's it, guys. I'm gone.
All right. Thank you so much. And
until I can buy you a beer, brother. That's all I'm going to say. We're going to hook up one day, man. So you keep going. Plan for that.
Absolutely. Mario, the best to you. And we'll be praying for you. Have a great night.
Take care, man.
I
don't even know how to respond to that, you know.
This has been a crazy night, you know, second night with you on, and Skype hasn't been all too cooperative, but not very often that I'm speechless, but Mario's one of those guys, one of those listeners that's been around a long time and gone through a lot of adversity, and he's one of those seminar callers that, he's been around, you know, so long, and, he's gone through quite a bit, and he's been fighting through a lot, and yeah, I would not have a problem, you know, calling a Mario Mania weekend and, tribute to this man. A hell of a way to end the show, huh? Huh, Bronx? Damn. We'll leave it this way, though. I don't think there's really not much else we can do. So we'll go ahead and we'll call it a night tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, wherever you happen to be joining us from. We appreciate it. Bronx, any last words before we get out of here? Apparently Tony is speechless too. That's it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, wherever you were joining us from. Don't forget to catch the archive. We'll try to get that up for you later on this evening. And as always, and this goes out especially to Mario, as always, remember to take care of the energy inside yourselves. After all, that's where your true power lies. And God of radio willing, and if the higher power lets me, Bronx and I will be back to play with you all again next week. Catch all the shows on the network this week. Catch everything, archives, everything. Check out the Facebook page. Be part of the family. We'll catch you next week. It's a Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Yeah, and I've set up and tore down this stage with my own two hands. We've traveled this land packed tight in minivans. All this for the fans, girls, money and fame. I play their game and had to scream my name. I will show no shame. I live and die for this. And if I come off soft, fix you on this.
Are you scared?
Devil without a cause. And I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of stroll, 30 pack of hoe. No road gain in the propane flows. The chosen one, I'm the living proof with the gift that the city of truth. I jab and stab and knock critics back, and I did not stutter when I said that. I'm going platinum selling rhymes. I went platinum 7 times. It's still the ill and wanna see us rise. I guess because the only